Hi everyone, welcome back to Morning Dim Sums. Today we're doing a little more special episode. We'll be answering some of your intimate questions. And I'll be providing some relationship some relationship advice to you guys. You may dial the number 1-800-777-0000, and I'll be there to answer your questions.
Ring, 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 ring.
Oh, we have a caller already.
Okay.
Hi. Please introduce yourself and tell us your question.
Hi, my name is Rachel and I'm calling in from Canada. I am 20 years old this year and I am calling in to ask about whether I should stay together with my LDR boyfriend. He's a very famous actor from China. I'm not going to reveal his name, but we are in a very secret relationship and I'm not sure whether we should continue because his career is really taking off and I don't really see myself with him in the future. So should I stay together with him or should we just break up?
Thank you for your question. That's a very interesting question. My advice is for you to... you see, if he loves you very much, he'll be willing to quit his idolism for you. But obviously, he doesn't love you enough. He loves his fans more. So my advice for you is to just leave him, you know. You can find so many other China boyfriends in Canada. You don't need him in China. And you don't need a popular one. Yeah, so... yeah, that's my advice. Just break up. Easy.
Bring, bring. Bring, bring.
Oh, we have another caller. Caller, please state... please introduce yourself and state your question.
hello? Oh, okay. Hi, I'm a mid-30s lady lah, huh? Let's just say that. Okay. The problem is I'm someone looking for love lah. I never had a boyfriend before, you know. Then I never had my first kiss. I'm practically just a pure flower, if you know what I mean. I'm just a flower, like a flower bud, okay? And I'm ready to look for love now. I really want to look for love, but I don't know how lah. So can you give me some advice? I would say I'm quite good looking for my age, quite young looking. But I just never had the chance yet. Okay, can give me some advice, some tips?
Okay. Thank you for your question. Maybe I would suggest for you to go to sign up at a community club. You may join the activities there and you might find people who are around your age group. So perhaps you may find your Prince Charming over there. And you can go for some baking classes, you know. And you can find a man who can cook for you. And you all can have like kitchen dates, cooking dates. And yeah, I'm pretty sure it'll be really fun. Don't worry too much if you're in your mid-30s and haven't popped your cherry. It's okay. Yeah, there'll be a lot of other people who are like you. It's okay. Or you can go on... you can go on Reddit. You find a lot of people like you. So, yeah, just slide them a DM and you'll be fine. No worries.
Ring, 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 ring.
Oh, we have a third caller. Please introduce yourself and tell us your question.
Hi, so, I'm in a really tough situation. So, I have a sugar daddy. I'm 19F Chinese and he's like 30 male English and he has a family of his own, but we meet up very often and like recently I find myself falling in love with him. What should I do? Like, I don't want to be a homewrecker, but I love him a lot, like not just because he's rich, but also like because he's super nice to me. What should I do?
Wow, that's a really, really unique situation. I just want to ask, are you a student? If you are, maybe you might want to focus more on your studies. But if you're really, really in need of money, or if you really, really like him a lot, then maybe you can ask whether his family is open to having a mistress. And yeah, maybe through communication, you may find yourself in a better situation. But if he doesn't feel the same towards you, then maybe it's time to leave. There's so many fishes out there in the sea. So don't worry, you can always find another sugar daddy that perhaps you might not have feelings for, and you wouldn't be in the same situation again. Okay, that's the end of the special segment. I hope my advice helped those of you who called, or maybe those who are in a similar situation. Yeah, and hope you enjoyed this episode. See y'all again. Bye-bye.